every single time I click on the graphic of the new uniforms or the alt uniforms for the upcoming season, fit for old DC, I'm getting the celebratory balloons. Is everybody else getting that? Every single time I click on to that, I get that. Don't you usually only get the celebratory balloons once? I don't know. Yeah, feels celebratory. Yeah. Look, my feelings on the new alt uniforms, the threads look great. Congratulations to everybody out there that had anything to do with this. It's really, for me, another indication that we have an organization who understands the past, understands the fan base, you know, present, past. Obviously, I think if they could, they would make it, you know, a grand slam by, you know, bringing back the old name, but that's not going to happen. And my discussion of it yesterday, man, it pissed some of you off. This from Nathaniel. Nathaniel wrote, "Kevin, heard your rant on radio today," meaning yesterday, "about Redskins never coming back. So much for it's not over till it's over. I didn't take you for a quitter. I'm tremendously disappointed." There were a lot of those yesterday. What I said yesterday is just how I feel, and I think it's just a fact. I, you know, it's not that I like it, but this thing's been over for a while. You know, you're not going to tell a $26 billion industry where the likes of Nike and FedEx and Amazon and Apple and Anheuser-Busch and Pepsi and, you know, all of these big corporate sponsors that, and by the way, Fox, CBS, NBC, ESPN, Netflix, you know, Amazon, etc. You're not going to bring unnecessary controversy to that partnership. You're just not. I'm sure Josh and Mark Ein and Mitchell Rales would love to fight that fight. They don't have a choice in it. If the name had never gone, it would still be here. In fact, it would still be here in an environment, honestly, in 2025, where the pushback would be barely heard. But that horse left the barn. And any further conversation about bringing back the old name, I just think it's a, you know, stop digging situation. It ain't happening. So what they have control over, they've nailed, I think, with these uniforms. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Weaving past and present, the tweet read with the still picture of Jaden and Ertz and Jeremy Reeves are the three players in uniform. That is Ertz, right? Yeah, that's Ertz. And that's Reeves with Jaden right in the middle. With, by the way, in the background, a shot of RFK Stadium. Weaving past and present, we're adding back the Super Bowl era threads to our uniform rotation. If you're just joining us, they will be wearing them for three games. The Seattle Sunday night game on November 2nd at home. The Denver Sunday night game at home on November 30th. That's Thanksgiving weekend. And then on Christmas Day against the Cowboys at home. They are, I think, allowed up to four. We don't have a definitive, conclusive answer on this. Right, Max? Or do we?
I don't think we have any official confirmation of when they go or if they're going to use the black uniforms at all this year, but yeah. Hopefully we get some before the season.
Okay, remind me. I can text somebody during the break to find out if they had up to four and they decided not to use them, or with the fourth they're going to use black, or I'm hoping that they're saving that fourth for a playoff game. That would have been laughable in years past. Yeah, no. We're saving the fourth alternate uniform for the playoffs. It's not laughable anymore. All right, let's start with my guy Chad in Nashville. Chad, go ahead.
Kevin, thanks for taking my call, brother.
Sure, Chad.
Dude, man, that puts such a big smile on my face. It's been 5 years since 2020. And that was one of the roughest times of my life, honestly, just because of not the name change, but everything else going on. And then the name change on top of it. People don't know what we as a fan base went through. If you were not a fan of this team, which was a huge fan base, you don't understand it. Having these uniforms back is definitely a step towards bringing back some of that fan base. I have one complaint. You bringing up Nike, you bringing up Adidas, you bringing up everything happened and that monster of a man that destroyed this franchise. If you really were talking about money, $26 billion, you want to sell some more uniforms and this will sell uniforms.
That's not what I'm talking about, though, Chad.
No, I know that.
But, I'm talking about those corporations, their shareholders and their customers. And whether they have the information to feel the way they feel or not, because most of them do not, and they don't understand the complexity of the conversation around the team name, it's how they consume that would scare and concern those big corporate sponsors. The NFL would never allow it.
I agree. Okay, but here's the thing. We are equating, you said it before, we equate the name with the logo, right? It was such a big opportunity. Yes, they did the uniforms for the future and the past to merge them. You're telling me you couldn't have put that signature feather that's always been there. You couldn't put that anywhere on the uniform. I really just wish they would get asked more, and I know they don't care. I'm worried about winning football. That's what I'm worried about. This uniform is awesome, but why can we not have some part of the old logo with our...
You know what, Chad? I don't think that is, you know, out of the question. I don't think the logo is dead. I think there's a chance. Maybe not this year with Alts. Maybe it's next year with Alts or next year with Permanent or whatever. I don't think the logo was never... ever a source of any controversy at all. There was never any allegation of insensitivity or racism or anything that no one had an issue with the logo. Of course, the name isn't necessarily the right fit for the logo permanently, but do I think that it's appropriate to bring the logo back in some way, shape, or form? I 100% do. And do I think that it'll happen? I would lean in the direction of, at some point, the logo... You know, they've already said the logo is going to be a part of things within the stadium, right? Like there are certain things in the stadium that will bear the logo, and that was sort of the conversation between Senator Daines' office and Ryan Wetzel, the grandson, and the team. So I'm not discounting that. But look, for today, pulling up that picture and seeing the team that I rooted for in uniform,
beautiful.
I just wish they were wearing them in all 17. This year, but it's a process.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it. Let's go to Cam. Cam in Northeast. Cam, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, no problem. What's up, Kevin? So here's my hot take, and I feel like I'm going to be the minority, and I actually said the same thing on Rooster's show last week. I'm only 32, but I am a lifelong fan, born and raised. Parents went to games at RFK. I had season tickets for like 10, 15 years at FedEx, including the 2005 season. I've never felt an emotional attachment to the name or the uniforms. And on top of that, I actually don't mind. I think the Commanders uniforms are dumb, but I think they're dumb not because they're not Redskins. I think they're dumb because they're just three different sets of uniforms. And I'm actually not opposed to Nike or whoever the next uniform partner is going to be moving away from, you know, the 20th century uniform template, which is just, you know, like us, the Packers, et cetera, even the old Cowboys uniforms, just, you know, just sleeve stripes, just leg stripes. So yeah, I'm with you. The uniform, I like that they're going back to the old look, because I just think there's no consistency or anything cohesive between the three current uniforms.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't necessarily love the simplicity. Like, I don't like them just because they're Redskins. Like,
You said it at the beginning, and I totally appreciate and respect that. It's not everybody in the fan base, past and present. It has been a significant majority of the fan base, both past and present, but it's skewed towards the older fan in terms of the emotional attachment for obvious reasons. During your lifetime, they were never good. There was, even though you followed them and you were devoted to them, the memories were different. It's interesting because I am certainly not one of those that thinks that it's just older people who care about this and younger people don't, because I have three boys and I spend time with not only them, but in many cases, many of their friends, and a lot of them have been, you know, very sensitive to want, you know, this whole conversation, and have wanted it back and have wanted these uniforms. I'm on a text thread this morning with my boys, and I know that they're really excited about what they saw this morning. They love that. But it's, you know, I think part of that also may be because of the way I have felt my entire life. You know, in the way some of their friends' fathers or significant people in their lives have felt. So there are reasons, but there's no doubt that the, you know, of the fan base that has been around for a while, let's just say two decades plus, the majority have cared about these issues clearly, and the polling's indicated that. Their own internal polling has indicated that. But of that majority, the majority of that have been older fans, no doubt. 45 and older, more likely than not. That would be my guess. You know, if you're 45 years old, you were born in 80, and that means you legitimately remember at least two of the three Super Bowl seasons. Let's go to Ryland. Ryland, go ahead.
Morning, Kev. What a day, buddy. What a day. You know, like you mentioned, I was actually going to bring up the logo with you, but like you say, like, why not bring that back and incorporate it? Because if we can't have the Redskins back, give us everything else, right? Like, when I'm just surfing the web, looking to buy a new hoodie or a new jersey or whatever it may be, or a hat for the love of God, there's nothing out there. The Commander's name with the W logo is garbage. But these jerseys, this color scheme, you know, the stripes, the socks, the championship unis, we're back, and I can't wait to be on in the barn actually on November 2nd to see those guys march out there in those unis, because it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah. You know, and real quickly with respect to the logo, the way the major corporations that are, you know, call them the top 5, top 10, top 15 corporate sponsors, and I would include the networks in that with the league, you know, the league's true revenue generating partners. I would bet a lot of money, all right, that they care about the name, as we've talked about clearly, but that the logo is nowhere near the top of their list. I don't think that there is much resistance to the logo. So let's see what happens, you know, in the coming months, and, you know, hopefully no worse than next year or the year after when it comes to that. But thanks, Ryland, as always. If you're on hold, I see you there. Stay there. 301-230-0980. The Skins unveiled their alt uniforms for 2025, and they are, minus the logo on the helmet, it's still the W, they are a replica of the championship era uniforms. True burgundy pants, true white tops. They'll wear them three times at home, starting on November 2nd against Seattle, then on November 30th against Denver, and then on Christmas Day against the Cowboys. And as I've said for, you know, coming up now on 9 months, I think this is step one. I think step two could be turning what we see Sunday night against Seattle on November 2nd, November 30th against Denver, Christmas Day against Dallas. I think it could be the first step towards something that ends up being more permanent. This has been something important to ownership. Mark Klaus, their new team president, clearly understands branding and attachment, emotional loyalty and attachment to a brand. And I think they nailed this. I think they got it right. And I think it's probably just step one. All right, we'll have to wait for step two. But We're going to have to wait for step one, because the first time they wear them, it'll be November. We'll have almost, and I think we will, have half the season in the books at that point. The good news is, though, when the games become bigger in November and December, they're going to wear them. Let's see what this would be. One, two, three out of their last five home games. So there you go. Stay on hold. I'll get to your calls next.